Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. I know it's been a while since I last uploaded an episode, and I wish there was a particular reason for that, but honestly, there is none. I sat down last week to record an episode, and I just couldn't produce anything worth sharing, at least in my mind. So I just did not upload an episode, and I don't regret it, to be honest. I feel like with creating, it's so important to follow your gut and follow your passion, and sometimes when you aren't feeling it, it's okay to choose not to do anything. And I know I've said so many times that consistency is the most important thing and showing up is the most important thing, but the truth is, if you are consistent over a long period of time and then fall short once, it's not ideal, but it's also not the end of the world. So, as long as you get up and get back into the saddle and literally keep going afterwards, it's totally fine to take a break sometimes. And I feel like if you've worked hard for a long amount of time, you kind of deserve a break sometimes. So, I'm not trying to justify what I did or didn't do, but I'm just saying it's not the end of the world. And I'm back again with a new episode, and I'm really, really happy that I feel inspired again. I'm not back to 100%, but I guess that'll come back over time and it'll feel good again to record and to produce something and yeah, to just create again. So I looked up what I had written down in my super special secret podcast list with a ton of ideas that I actually collected before I started this podcast in the first place. So, yeah, I remember it was one night in January 2021 where I felt so inspired. I just sat down and, in this rush of, let's say, creativity, I jotted down about 120 or so different episode ideas and more like titles, but they just came to me really quickly, and I just felt inclined to collect them and to have them as my fallback list. And a couple of ideas that I actually executed were from this list. It's really cool and amazing, and it's so much fun to have this little treasure chest, so to say, that you can just look up and update as you go, and that's really cool. So I guess in this episode, I want to talk about something that's really important to me, and it's actually creating in a broader sense, and in a very particular sense, creating my dream life. I feel like the best thing you can do is to identify yourself as a creator, because you understand that you are the person who makes things happen in your life. Not alone, or not on your own, or not by yourself, but you're the one who enables things to flow towards you and to happen in your life. So we should definitely never underestimate the power we have and the power our thoughts and feelings have over our lives. What you think, you become, and what you feel and what you think are intertwined with each other. So, mastering your emotions and mastering your thoughts is one of those skills that are going to enable you to do whatever you want, whenever you want, and to achieve everything you desire. And I don't say that lightly, to be honest. But what's really nice is that the world around you and the people around you sort of act as a mirror, because they reflect back to you the things you think and feel and the way you are. So it's always great that you can take everything that's happening in your life as a reflection and as a reminder and as a sign of what's actually happening inside of you and what's going on inside of you, and to kind of reflect on your own state of mind and being. And I promise you that the work you put in and the thoughts you put in and the reflection you actually do, whether it's through journaling or meditation or just conscious living, it all pays off. And even if you don't see the reward immediately, you will be rewarded at some point, and you will get what you wish for and what you dream about, and you might get something that is different from what you expected, but you'll quickly realize that it's so much better than what you wanted. and that what you intended and what you opted for. So life has an amazing, miraculous ability to surprise you again and again and again, and to sort of give you what you actually need. And when something good happens, and when we get something that we were wishing for, and it's better than expected, it's easy to see it that way. Like, it's easy to see that as, oh, life knew so much better what I needed and gave this and this to me, and I'm so happy for it. But how about we take that attitude and that way of viewing things and actually apply that to every situation, even the quote-unquote bad ones, things that we didn't ask or wish for? How about we actually take that as the same thing? Life knew better what I needed than I did. I needed this now. Why did I need it? Why was it necessary for me to go through this pain or this experience or this negative emotion? There's always something to learn behind what you experience. And when you're in it, it's so hard to see it. But when it's over and you start thinking about it and analyzing it and looking at it from a different perspective, from a meta perspective, you quickly understand that nothing happens by accident, and that there is always something of worth in a situation and in an encounter or something that happens to us. So life doesn't happen to us, it happens for us. And if we go through it thinking like this, even in the hardest of moments, we can gain true peace and strength and a sense of safety and satisfaction. And sometimes it just takes a micro shift in perspective to turn a situation around. And sometimes it's also just about taking a step that you didn't really expect from yourself, or make a decision that you didn't think you would actually make. But once you do it, everything else falls into place and you unlock new energies, new levels in your life. And that is more than wonderful and such an enriching experience. And it's not like I have figured it all out. Those are just some things that have occurred to me in the last couple of weeks and months and years, if I think about it. So how do you create your dream life? First step, dream big as you want and as you can. Step two, believe in this dream and believe in yourself. Step three, reflect on everything that you think and feel and start taking control over your life and over your thoughts and feelings. And I believe that once you do that, once you get clear on what you want, once you take responsibility for yourself, everything else falls into place easily at the exact right time for you to receive it. So that's it from me for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed this. If you did, please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. It really means the world to me. I will catch you next week. Stay tuned until then. Bye.